I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission, to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City. He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny. As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
I was in the living room yesterday doing the shirts, and I heard a noise, like, and we've done this noise before during Adult Toy, and I'm like, what is that? And I look at Belle, she's looking at me from the loft, there's, you know, the railing around the loft, the wood railing, and there's a vibrator going, boom, dude, that's dancing. I'm like, what are you doing, Captain? He's like, oh, you know, changing batteries. Stay up there. I think he was preparing himself for the weekend. A friend might be coming up.
Okay, because I was going to say, he doesn't have any friends in town, right?
Not at this moment.
Okay, because I'm like, oh, that's a little sad.
Otherwise. No, he's only got one friend, and she's great. She's beautiful. She's great. And she's loaded. I got to go. Sorry, Sass, but you got to make some money. She's like, but you already took all my youth. All right. Even Dakota and Kat and Sabrina, Travis, Jamie, and John. So Dakota's a dude, right? All right, Dakota, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, I'm Dakota. I'm 30. I'm married for 2 years. Me and my wife have quite a few different things. We have dildos, vibrators, butt plugs, you name it, we probably have at least one of them.
Man, you guys are getting it on. I mean, this is a serious thing there.
Oh, of course. Got to keep things exciting.
What's the last great item that you got for her that she loved?
Probably the magic wand.
The Hitachi thing?
Yep. Can't go wrong there.
Man, did you guys go over the panties or you actually go for it?
Oh, yeah. That's noob stuff.
Oh, man. I would tell you, be careful. That thing will take the paint off. Yeah, okay.
All right. He's not kidding.
Nikki, she
scuffed my dance floor.
She did. She scuffed the dance floor. Like, you remember they were like, you can't wear these shoes in the gym? Was that what happened?
I don't know if the sound was the same because I was alone. But let me tell you, that'll leave a mark for a day and a half.
So be careful, Dakota. You're going to play. Stay there. I'm going to get Mr. Travis on. Travis, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm Travis. I'm 27. I'm single. And unfortunately, I don't have anything at home.
Wow. You know, I'm not a big, as a guy, there's nothing wrong with them, and a fleshlight would be nice, I suppose, but the overall, like, I've never been a big toy guy for me. It's a sleeve thing. I had a terrible injury with one of those sleeves once with a girl, went to one of those passion parties, and she was showing me all the things that, I don't know, the broad that shows you what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And all this. Yeah, the hostess, and she snapped me. She pulled it real taut by holding it on, and she let go because the lube slipped. And it literally rubber banded me in the pee hole.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was gone that night. I was like, this is over. I mean, everything's over. And it takes a lot for me to be like, I don't even want to fool around. There was no getting better and then going back at it. I was angry. And so was my pee hole. It was red and angry, and it was like it was trying to yell. But you're going to be in there. So, Travis, you stay in there, Dakota.
The pain in the scream.
Yeah, the scream. It really was. It was terrible. I got to get John on. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm John. I'm 40 years old. I'm married. I have a couple of sleeves, and the wife has a couple of dildos and one glass one she really likes.
All right, I see. You know what she likes. That's half the battle.
Oh, yeah.
All right. This, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid. So, fellas, all you have to do is listen.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today, and it's a big ticket item, is the Optimum Power Ultimate Exciter
from Carol Exotics.
We've got to risk a full power start.
Then you need Optimum Power.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. If I push it any harder, the whole thing will blow.
Well, it doesn't blow, but it does rotate and thrust.
Why do you build such a mystique around a simple biological function?
We enjoy it.
We do, because we're filthy animals. The Optimum Power Ultimate Exciter has an easy grip handle.
I've got a blowout. Day for three.
A removable textured super stretchy stroker sleeve.
Pitch it out. Get out of two.
And three speeds of rotating, thrusting, vibrating action.
My God, She's breaking up.
I need a towel.
It's the Optimum Power Ultimate Exciter from Cal Exotics. It's a big ticket item, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Look at this thing, man. Like, yeah. See, I can't have things like this. And it's real simple why. You know, guys will have a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And they're just perfect. And they go down there, and every bug is clean. The second they get home, they clean it all up.
Mm-hmm.
My bike still has bugs on it. Feel me?
Yeah, I do.
You feel me? That's why I can't have one of these.
I got you.
You're
not a clean it right in the moment kind of.
No.
I got you.
No.
Look at
this thing. So, I don't want to take this sticker thing off. Is that? But that's where.
That's where.
Oh, so it's not really.
Yeah, it's not a sticker.
So, there's a little. There's your fake vagina.
Yep.
It's inside hard plastic cylinder. It says Cal Exotics. There's a pretty basic on-off switch, which makes me happy.
Good.
Right?
No fumblings.
Settings.
Oh, boy. So this, it spins in a circle, and it goes up and down. Yeah, when you hear it hit the mic, that's when it's going out to you. But
that
it really goes
comes
in a circle.
Yeah.
And I feel like it might unscrew the head.
Three speeds.
Your wiener. You're like, oh, it came right off. The cap came off. It looks like a, you know what it looks like? Like some kind of crazy jar opener you would put. And you're like, I can't get the pickles out, Mildred.
It looks powerful.
Yeah, but I'm afraid, make my wiener dizzy. It's
make my wiener dizzy.
Look inside it. I can hypnotize you with this.
Yeah. Dematized.
Look at that. But I'd be afraid this would burn me. You'd really have to load this thing up.
You have to lube, I mean.
You'd really.
To be ridiculous.
I mean, you'd have to really. I'm telling you, here, try it.
Hold on.
Put your finger, but see what I mean about it? You'd really have to lube that thing up.
Oh, yeah, because it wants to stop. Because
I wouldn't want to be drunk and be like, it'll be fine. I'm just going to go ahead and stick it in here anyway. And you're like, it took all the skin off.
Yeah.
Like, you could.
That's not even all the way.
I'd be like falling off your skateboard, but your knee. Easy, Tiger. Look at you.
I don't even think you had it up all the way. Holy hell. I feel like I'm running with a torch.
Yeah, do you think
listen to that. Good night.
Have you tried one of those?
No, I haven't tried one of those.
All right. Well, fellas, this is a pretty high-end item. Pretty big ticket. It's got three speeds of thrusting and rotating action. Super stretchy textured sleeve. Removable. Easy cleaning, so they say. It doesn't come with any lube, but I would invest in it if you are the winner. So, what would you pay, Dakota?
I would pay $124.99.
Dakota said
$124.99.
Travis?
$139.99.
And finally, John, what do you think this thing is?
Let's do $100.
The actual manufacturer suggested a retail price.
$112.99.
Look at you.
Oh, John.
Woohoo!
You know what? Good for you. Good for you, John. John's going to stick his D in this.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You know what? Very good, man. You know what? You don't need anybody else. When it gets to be too much at the Thanksgiving table, just excuse yourself, lock the bedroom door. By the way, lock the bedroom door.
Yeah, I got two little ones. Definitely lock.
Oh, can you imagine? Like,
yes.
Doesn't anyone knock anymore? They're just trying to figure out what dad's doing to himself. You're like, yeah. I got myself an Indian rug burning my ding dong. Like, yeah.
Put a movie on and lock the door.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you stay right there, man. Hold on. It also looks like that thing that the $6 million man used to have to run through when he was wanting to get to the land of the Bigfoot and the Sasquatch.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So, stay at that. I'm sorry that you didn't win, Travis, or Dakota.
It's okay.
You want some of those F. Johnny Dare shirts and stickers?
Sure.
All right. Stay right there. All right. We'll get the ladies up now. Bring me Kat. Kat with a K. Hello, Kat with a K.
Hi, Johnny.
Kat with a K. Nickname or actual name?
No, that's actually a nickname.
Okay. All right, Kitty. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Kat. I am 24 years old. I am married for going on 2 years now. We have some, have a couple different toys. He's got a C-ring. I have a womanizer, one of the V-Vi or Vi-Vi. I don't know, however you say it. Some straps, some ropes, all that fun stuff.
Ropes? You tie him up or he ties you up?
He ties me up.
And was that your idea or his?
I actually bought it as a surprise. I was doing a naughty photo shoot at one point and something that I bought didn't work, so I returned it and said, why not?
You were doing a naughty photo shoot for your husband or for a photographer?
Sort of both.
Are you like an OnlyFan broad? You have a
No, absolutely not. It was a boudoir shoot, so you are still within your, you know, boundaries. However,
your comfort.
Here's the weirdest thing. This is Kat, but she sounds just like your wife Sabrina. And then there's a Sabrina on the line next. But just does she not sound like your wife? Do you not hear that?
Yeah, I hear her. She's close. It sounds close.
Have you been diagnosed with mental illness, Kat?
No. My husband might say I'm a little crazy, but
yeah, dude, she sounds just like your wife.
I know she sounds very close.
Does your wife have multiple personality disorder? Is she calling the radio station?
No.
She ever go by the name Kat?
I never heard her do that.
Okay.
Okay, split.
All right, Kat, you stay right there. You're gonna play. By the way, do you like chicks?
No.
Have you tried it?
Once upon a time.
And did you pitch or catch?
It didn't really get that far.
Well, then you didn't really try.
I think I did. It's the effort that counts.
Did you put your mouth on her genitalia?
No.
Did she put hers on yours?
No.
Then you didn't try. T's giving dudes a million hand jobs, but he says he's not gay. He didn't really try it.
I wasn't looking at it. All
right, Kat, you stay there. I got to get another girl on. Stay there. You're going to play. Sabrina, welcome to the show. What's your story?
I will be 25 tomorrow. I'm going to be married next year. My fiance and I have a few toys. We got a wand and a vibrator, some straps and whips.
Everybody's got this tying up in a rope and beating each other thing now. That's a big thing. You like to get tied up, Sabrina?
I do.
And you're only 25. When did you discover you were really into this?
Really young. I probably shouldn't say that.
you're like, I don't know, man. I was like in third grade. The kid tied me up with a rope, and I was like, this is hot.
Oh, God, no. Like,
we were jumping rope with a girl named Becky. And she hung me off the monkey bars. So you discovered this is your thing.
Yeah.
So tell me why. What is it about being bound that is the turn on?
I'm like super like controlling, so I like not being in control during that type of intimate moment.
Right. Okay. All right, now you want to be tied up so you're completely helpless or just part of you tied up?
Completely helpless.
Well, that just means you're lazy. She's like, yeah, no, this is so hot. This is so hot. She's like, really, what it is, I just don't want to do anything.
Married life.
Do you? So do you do that thing where they, because you ever seen the ones, T, have you seen, I think I asked you this. Because I'll be honest, and I'm not judging you, ma'am. when they will go around the breast, they tie it really tight, like putting thread around a finger.
Yeah,
I'm always like, that. Oh, hey man, don't be nice.
No.
Do you like that, by the way?
No.
No.
I'm into like being choked and stuff, but definitely not like anything around my boobs.
Listen, everybody's gonna have a line. You can choke the life out of me, but don't over squeeze my calves. Do you like ball gags? I knew a girl with that was her thing.
My husband, or soon to be husband, bald.
No, bald, ball gag, not bald, oh, a
not
ball
guys.
Gag, ball gag, like the ball that goes in your mouth with a strap around it.
Oh, God, no.
He's fast, he's going to be bald.
Well, that's what I heard.
All right, I love you. All right, Kat, stay there. Sabrina, you stay there as well, you crazy baby. I love you both. I got to get Jamie. Jamie, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I've been with my husband for almost 21 years now. We have a couple vibrators. I have a dildo. We're looking to add some more bondage stuff just to have some fun with.
So, you want to be tied up or you want to tie him up? What's yours? Everybody seems to, this is the new thing, right?
Yeah.
So I was into it years ago. So I'm a little bit older than those.
You're OB. She's original bondage.
The OB.
Yeah.
And then kind of, I don't know, didn't do it with my new husband much. And then now I'm like, hey, let's kind of get back into that.
Like, you want to be hung from a hook? You want to, I mean, what is it you want to get done?
No, mine is more like a choking, tied up thing and whipping. But I do like to tie up and whip too. So
yeah, no, I'm never letting a girl tie me up. Never.
Oh, come on.
No, it's not. Listen, I'm as weird as the next person. I mean, I'll be like, okay, let's try it. But here's what I know. Anybody, and you, if you listen to the show, you know, at some point, Sassy's going to snap and kill me. What I don't want is to pretend it's sexy time. And then she's like, can I tie you up? That'd be so hot. And I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do something dirty. And pretty soon I'm trussed up like a goddamn turkey with my legs pinned behind my head. And she walks in wearing a Britney Spears mask and a great big strap on. She's like, it's time for payback, you bitch. And I'm like,
yeah. It's Britney, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why? Why?
As a girl and as your friend, don't ever let anyone tie you
yeah,
up.
Yeah, right? She starts saying things like guys try, like, yeah, don't worry, it'll loosen up in a minute. Like, it only hurts in the beginning. Yeah. So, I won't be letting anyone tie me up. Kat, Sabrina, Jamie, are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
The closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the inflatable bunny G-spot vibe from Evolve.
Your G-spot, it can hide and it'll be getting tickled soon. Cause this G-spot bunny vibe, it inflates like a balloon. It's a big, big ticket item, girls, you know what that means. This'll hit your G-spot.
Enjoy the satisfaction of girth without the awkward entry of a large tip with this inflatable G-spot bunny vibe.
It's curved to reach your G-spot.
Then you can inflate the tip to 5 different levels for your pleasure.
It has a bunny vibe for clitoral stimulation.
And over 60 combinations of vibrating functionality.
Go up in your vajay with this inflatable, vibratable harpoon. Place your bid soon.
It's the inflatable G-spot bunny vibe from Evolve.
It's a big, big ticket item, ladies.
And it can be yours if the price is right.
Boy. I was just trying to think about what this reminds me of. Like, you know, you inflate it and it stays in like a wine bottle, a wine corker. There's a couple things like that in life where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I. That's
getting your blood pressure?
Yeah, exactly. It's this is a big ticket item, ladies, so pay attention. I don't want to deal with it. I don't. But the packaging and everything, I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. Because I don't want to.
It's too much.
Here's the phrase. I don't want to tear the box. Something I've never said in my life. So this is a nice one. This is definitely the good high quality silicone on the outside. Look, feel that. That's the
good stuff.
So it's got your basic rabbit here. Your clitoris fits in here.
Okay.
Boom, right there.
Got it.
And then the on switch is.
You hold the top one here. You hold for a couple seconds.
Everything's this. Everything's 2 seconds there. It's got a locket.
And that's just the vibrating part.
All right, so you got.
If you hit it again, it'll change speed.
I forget that. And then how do you inflate it? Just the middle
right
button?
Right there. One, two,
just,
oh, yeah. You take your finger off of it.
Oh, boy. No, that definitely, it definitely got a bulbous at the end.
And then if you deflate it again and hit it again, it'll get bigger than the first time.
He really studies this stuff.
If he does anything right, this is...
And then it goes again. Oh yeah.
I don't even have my glasses on and I can see it over there.
Yeah, and then it goes again bigger?
Yep, it's five different times.
All right, so I'm trying to... Hey, quit doing your dishes or throwing the trash away, weirdos. Let me turn the vibrator off because I want to hear the...
Yeah, hold it down for 2 seconds.
All right. So here, let me see. Can you hear it? Oh, it doesn't... Oh, I'm trying to figure out if it's actually going now.
Here. Pretty quiet.
See,
little red light comes on.
I hate this stuff. It's killing. Because you know what happens? A chick is it's not easy to get to orgasm all the time,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden buttons go weird.
Yeah.
And I will say from my vantage point, I've looked up and been like, oh boy, it's just big. And the fumbling's like, mm-hmm. burr, and then it gets more angry, like.
And is that when you hear, give it to me?
No. I'm not the one handling it. I'm just
a spectator.
I'm down there playing support. it's a dual action. It's so then this one goes under like this, and then there we go.
That's got a lot of give to it.
I hate this tea because it's hard to do. I don't want to do it anymore. You know how it is.
Jeez.
Listen, I can't work the new remotes. I got 7 remotes for my goddamn TV set.
Can't find the button.
I look at tea right now. You have no idea.
No, it's going.
I see it.
Now it is.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn.
Yeah, no, it definitely, it gets about to the size of a, not the size of a pool ball, but pretty close. Like bigger than a golf ball. So it's like racquetball mm-hmm. size. So basically the end of your vibrator goes racquetball size, and you could go jogging with this and you know, it wouldn't fall out. So,
like a trailer hitch.
Yes. Yes. That's right. This is the trailer ball and you're the human hitch. You feel it, Kat?
Yep.
All right. Who's making the noise?
Probably me.
Kat, what are you doing?
Walking into work.
No, I'm sorry. I know it sucks. One more day. Hey.
Right.
What do you bid, Kat?
Okay. If it's big, it's over 100. But if it's a big ticket item, does that mean it's over 2?
I cannot help you. But it is a...
$169.99.
Oh, see, you put in that sex thing, didn't you?
Yep.
Isn't it weird? Because nobody really likes the 69. It's awkward. I know. All right, stay there. I got to get Sabrina. What would you bid?
Let's do 115.
Jamie, finally, what would you bid?
I'm going to go 125.
125. She splits the middle. Let's see if this pays off. Cotton, it's a bold strategy. The actual retail price?
$197.99.
Ooh. Damn.
Cat.
Yes.
Yes, Cat. See, now it's not such a bad day at work when you know it. When you're done with that hellhole, you come by here and get yourself something to give yourself an orgasm.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, don't say where you work, Kat, but what do you do?
God.
What kind of work? You don't have to say the name of the company. Don't say it.
I work with people.
Good answer.
Say no more. Say no more. I'm sorry. I am sorry for humanity. I'm sorry for the way people talk to each other. I'm sorry for the way we act. I'm sorry for our crazy belief system. I'm sorry for the internet. Listen, this is for you. Come get this thing. It'll be charged. Jam it in on the way home. Don't even wait till you get there.
Will do.
All right, Kat. How often do you masturbate by yourself?
I'm in the building, but probably at least 3 or 4 per week.
At work?
At work? No.
Once in a while?
No.
Never at work?
No.
God. if I thought I could do it, their song, I would do it. not because I want to, Nick, because I'm mad at everybody. I feel like I'd be a better person.
It's like drinking. I don't want to do it here. This is not my joy spot. I want to do it on my time and my spot.
All right, Kat, it's all you. I'm going to get you. Jake's going to tell you how to pick it up, but do not go the whole weekend without picking this up. Get it today.
Okay.
Okay, babe, stay there. Sabrina, Jamie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I know. Aw. I've disappointed so many girls, and you're just now at the bottom of the list.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.